Who is the best person to put the Conservative Party in the position to win the next federal election? That question will be top of mind for Barry's two Conservative MPs as the race to replace Erin O'Toole heats up, culminating with the announcement of the new Conservative leader on September 10. O'Toole was ousted last month following a leadership vote by MPs. "I'm looking for a leader who is going to win the next election," Barry Springwater Oro Medant MP Doug Shipley told Barry today. "I think we've got some great names in there and there's some names being circulated that are going to be able to do that." Shipley said he was very impressed when he met former leader of the Federal Progressive Conservatives and Quebec Premier Jean Charest at an event in Ottawa last week. Other potential candidates include Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown, who's a former Barrie City Councillor, local MP and MPP, and Ontario Progressive Conservative Party leader, Parry Sound Muskoka MP and former Huntsville Mayor Scott Aitchison, and former Cabinet Minister Peter McKay, who previously made a leadership bid with the help of former Barrie Area MP Alex Nuttall. Ottawa Area MP Pierre Poilievre has already announced his candidacy for the party leadership, while former leadership contenders Michael Chong and Leslyn Lewis were said to be considering their options. Leadership contenders will have until June 3 to sign up new members and voting will be done through mail-in ballots. Barrie Innisfil MP John Brassard will be voting, but as opposition House leader named by interim leader Candace Bergen last month, Brassard said he will not be engaging in the leadership race. "As long as you sit around that table and you're part of that leadership team, the expectation is that you're not going to publicly endorse or will you engage in any activity related to the leadership race," Brassard told Barry today. "You have to remain neutral, and that includes any financial donations to any candidate. But when looking for a new leader, Brassard, like Shipley, wants someone at the helm who can sail the Conservative ship to victory in the next federal election." Justin Trudeau first took the Liberals to victory in 2015 with a majority government followed by successive minority governments in 2019 and 2021. In that time, there have been a succession of Conservative leaders. Rona Ambrose stepped in temporarily to replace former Prime Minister Stephen Harper in 2015 until Andrew Scheer won the leadership race 2 years later. He was then replaced by O'Toole in 2020. Bergen is now interim leader until the new leader is selected at the end of the summer. Patrick Brown, meanwhile, told Barry today he's considering taking a shot at the run at the Conservative leadership. He said the model of conservatism he'd like to see is that of former Ontario Premier Bill Davis. He reflected the decency and pragmatism and big tent conservatism that I think would hold a bright future, Brown said. When asked if an example from Ontario would resonate with conservative members in other parts of the country, Brown replied, "I think that decency and thoughtfulness is a value that holds water everywhere in Canada." Brown has been leading a national campaign against Bill 21 in Quebec, which prohibits those working in the public service from wearing religious symbols while fulfilling their civic duties. He also has a petition on bail reform and has said Canada's healthcare system was ill-prepared for the pandemic. "I've certainly offered some commentary over the past few years," he said. "I am still just considering it and having conversations with friends, family and residents. It won't be until after Brown and other leadership hopefuls all declare their intent that Shipley says he will decide who will get his support." While the task of bringing the party together may seem monumental, Shipley said the party isn't so much fractured as it is made up of people with diverse views from across a vast land. "I'm hoping that we can get someone who can bring the party together and unite us in a concerted effort and we beat the Liberals in the next election, get Canada back on track," Shipley said. "There are differences," he added. "And in our party you're allowed to have your own opinion. While some people say we're divided or fractured, I don't know if that's right words. Everybody's bringing their issues and their own solutions for the areas of Canada they represent. And we're allowed to have free and open discussions in our caucus, so you hear the difference of opinions across Canada." Brassard says the new party leader must also consider the big picture as gas prices surge, the cost of living is seeing rapid increases and conversations about our natural resources continue. Russia's attack on Ukraine and the impact that has on the world is also a big consideration. "We are at a very critical time in our country's history," he said. "Affordability is overwhelming Canadians. We've got the most environmentally sustainable natural resources in the world. We've got the most ethical resources in the world, Brassard added. We've got the best labor rights standard in the world. Ellipsis. Why wouldn't we want to supply the world's energy with clean Canadian energy instead of relying on despot nations? Canada's natural gas reserves can play a larger role in the world's energy supplies, he said. Right now, things aren't working, Brassard said, pointing to the Trudeau government. Both Brassard and Shipley indicated they have no interest in vying for the party's leadership.